You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlist. Today's topic is The Pretender's Playlist, how the Bible sets us free to be ourselves. Sometimes, it's hard to be ourselves. Fear of rejection can make us hide who we really are. We cover up our sins, our insecurities, and our mistakes, and we pretend to be people we're not. But one of the most amazing things about having a relationship with God is He frees us up to be ourselves. The Bible can help us overcome our fear and be honest about anything so that we can build close friendships with God and other people. Let's listen to these verses of the Bible that will set us free from pretending and help us experience a deeper connection with God and people around us. Matthew 6:6. Here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense His grace. Psalm 139:1-6 and 17. Lord, you have seen what is in my heart. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know what I'm thinking even though you are far away. You know when I go out to work and when I come back home. You know exactly how I live. Lord, even before I speak a word, you know all about it. You are all around me, behind me, and in front of me. You hold me safe in your hand. I'm amazed at how well you know me. It's more than I can understand. God, your thoughts about me are priceless. No one can possibly add them all up. Psalm 32:2. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked run when no one is chasing them, but an honest person is as brave as a lion. Isaiah 26:7. Honesty is the path good people follow. They follow the path that is straight and true. And God, you make that way smooth and easy to follow. Psalm 97:11. Light shines on those who do right. Joy belongs to those who are honest. Psalm 32:2-5. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. John 3:19-21. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Psalm 51:16-17. Going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart-shattered lives, ready for love, don't for a moment escape God's notice. 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him." The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Luke 18:10-14. Two men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I am not like other people, cheaters, sinners, adulterers, I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give a tenth of my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner." I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references from the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.